Hey, welcome to another Josh Holiday podcast. It's the day after the Oscars, the Academy Awards, as they're often called, and I took some notes during the show with the express purpose of reading them to you today with as much as I can remember and more commentary as well. So these are just random notes. I haven't even looked at them. I was sitting on my couch because that's the glamorous lifestyle I lead, sitting alone on my couch watching the Oscars. And I'll start off with the pre-show. I did not watch any of the CTV stuff because I can't stand Ben Mulroney. He's a giant adjutant to intelligent people everywhere and a horrible representative for Canada when he's down there. In any case, what I watched was that half-hour kind of meet-and-greet thing that is part of the Oscars broadcast, and I don't why did they choose Kathy Ireland to do hosting of television when clearly she doesn't really have a knack for it? She's almost like a robot. She didn't really put any kind of emphasis on any words. It was almost like just a "tell us about your latest movie." Not very good. And she was bad. That's all I'm saying. Very stiff, very robotic. Although, probably better than Ben Mulroney. Then they had the other dude, just some random dude who's the editor of Entertainment Weekly, not typically a television guy, and he was passable. But why wouldn't you get a couple of professionals to get in there and do the duties? People who are actually entertainers. This guy's more of a writer type. Kathy Ireland, more of a, "oh, look at me, I'm pretty," or used to be pretty. Miley Cyrus was on the red carpet, and wow, yay, good for her. I don't know why I wrote her name down here, but I have no idea what I was going to comment about. All right, well, never mind. Let's talk a little bit about the hosting of the Academy Awards. I was expecting good things because I've been a long, long time of Steve Martin. Used to have the old albums and was a big fan of The Jerk. And so I've for a long time been a fan of Steve Martin. I think he's clever. I think he's a funny guy all around. Alec Baldwin is great on 30 Rock. But I think throwing those two together just didn't work. And I think part of the problem probably is that Steve Martin is a natural, whereas Alec Baldwin is good at doing scripted comedy and not so much doing stuff on the fly or being able to deliver in sort of that atmosphere. As a character, he's good, but as Alec Baldwin, not so funny. And some of the writing, there were little jokes here and there that were actually reasonably clever, but the audience was so just sort of dead and unmotivated by the delivery that it just kind of failed on most levels. Complain about CTV, where they cut away to a commercial almost in the middle of something. I guess they want to squeeze as many commercials in as possible because they'd make up for all the money they lost during the Olympics. The John Hughes tribute. I was a big John Hughes fan, again, part of my sort of generational thing. Pretty in Pink, Your Breakfast Club, all those movies. And one of my favorite movies in the comedic genre, one of my favorite comedic movies of all time is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. A lot of people are like, "well, come on, Trains, John Hughes movies, one of your favorite comedies?" And I'm like, yeah. And I think part of it has to do with the fact that John Candy gave one of the best performances of his life, and Steve Martin also good. And they played that. That's a comedy duo. It was Steve Martin, and if John Candy were still around, that would be a good hosting duo. What the hell happened to Judd Nelson? They panned across, and I was like, oh my god, he was like the good looking guy of the Breakfast Club, and now he looks like the scariest guy of the group. I don't know what he's been up to. I guess he's still doing acting here and there, but does not look very good at all. All right. I'm flipping pages here for you. I guess there's that film, the Basel Heart short film that Sarah Pauley directed, but she took her name off of it because it was sponsored by Basel and ran during the broadcast. Although Ben Mulroney was at the end of it to make sure we knew he was there. Another place where CTV cut back to the show when the hosts were in the middle of saying something, it's in order to cram more commercial stuff into the commercial breaks. It was interesting. I thought that they went back to "and the winner is," as opposed to the more politically correct "and the Oscar goes to." I think "winner is more traditional, more kind of fun. And let's face it, the ones who don't win are losers. I don't mean that. Very strange thing with the pushy lady in the purple dress. I didn't know what the hell was going on because I'm watching the – this is for the short – I believe it was a short documentary. A black gentleman, the director of the film, was up speaking for about a couple of sentences. Then all of a sudden this woman in purple comes in and starts rambling on like, "Oh, this is about blah, 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 blah." It's just a very uncomfortable exchange. And then she got cut off by the music, as well she should have. And as it turns out, I did some research today, and that woman was a producer on the film, but she took her name off of it and was off it for basically the last year, but she still feels she's a part of it. And they had a definite conflict leading up to this, but she barreled in to get her words in there and made a mess of the whole thing. I can't see what that is. The guy who won the adapted screenplay for Precious. I noticed that he didn't – you think if you're adapting something, you would thank the person whose project or whose book in this case you've adapted from. But I don't think he thanked the author of the book that his screenplay was based on. Weird thing. No, I don't think Jack Nicholson was even there. So the butt of years and years and years and years of jokes, normally sitting in the front row, so everyone's just like, "Oh, look, Jack, blah, blah, blah." I don't think he was there. I didn't see any shots of him, and at least he wasn't referred to at all. George Clooney, he was apparently had a flask and was a little drunk. But that guy, he shits charisma. His dumps have more charisma than most of us. He's a phenomenally charismatic guy, and that's all. It's just an observation. I have the Cove trick written down here. Oh, I know that. Yeah, the people who won the best feature length documentary for the Cove, they pulled out some sign that said text 111 to dolphin or something, dolphin to a number, whatever. And they cut away to the audience, and they chopped up. They started the music and went away from it. I understand both sides. I know you want to get your message out about your documentary, but on the other side of things, I think the broadcasters probably had a number of rules, like don't bring signs on stage and that type of thing. Don't politicize it. But the Cove won. Great movie. This was funny. Toward the end of the movie, they were going to the break, and the woman announcer was like, "Coming up, who's it gonna be for Best Picture? Will it be Avatar, Hurt Locker, Blindside, or a surprise?" Part of that makes sense. Is it gonna be Avatar? Is it gonna be the Hurt Locker? But then they throw in Blindside as if those three movies are the three movies that really probably one of those three will win and everything else will be a surprise. I don't even think really Blindside is in the top seven. It's near the bottom of the movies you would expect to win an Oscar. I have to just make a general comment that Kate Winslet and Julianne Moore, they are crushes in a major way. They're very lovely ladies. Jeff Bridges, I don't know if he was high. His eyes were a little glassy, but, man, rambled on and on and on and on. Sandra Bullock, I don't think she should have won the Oscar for Best Actress. Well, all the other actresses probably deserved it more. The Blind Side, more like an after-school special. But I will say this, that she was very gracious, and I get the sense and humble, and I get the sense she sort of thought, I don't know why I won this. But she did. She was really classy. And the irony of it is the night before the Oscars, she actually showed up to the Razzie Awards to pick up a Razzie Award for Worst Actress. I think it was for All About Steve, maybe. It wasn't for The Blind Side in any case. So she went and she accepted the award at the Razzies, and a night later got the Academy Award. So that's kind of cool, though there were other more deserving actresses. That was pretty much it. The Oscar show came in at 3 hours and 33 minutes, which seems a little long. I could have done without the big fancy pants dance number. And there was the horror movie tribute, really, it was interesting, but I think they could have done better. There's a number of things they could have done better as well, and we'll see what happens next year. It just lacked any kind of moment where it's like, oh, that's awesome. Like, there wasn't a water cooler moment. There wasn't a moment where you're like, oh, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. This is hilarious, or oh, did you see what happened there? There was no real moments that stood out. I thought the Ben Stiller bit was kind of funny, but nothing really stood out as a real high point for the show. It was just all kind of bland. Even the set was sort of bland. Nothing really stood out. So hopefully they can fix it up for next year. We will see. I don't know. That's my take. Have yourself a good day. Bye.